So in that case, this could be in like in the multi-guess section, I could have which of the following alcohols would be more reactive in nucleophilic substitution, that style of thing. Now the type of mechanisms we get both in the haloalkanes and the alcohols then will either be SN2 or SN1. These are very typical reactions across organic, inorganic and biochemistry. Okay, these are really widespread reactions. So as I said to James yesterday, I said to him, you know, he's working on his electrophilic addition for this test in 10-12, but he's also working on electrophilic addition for the 10-10 test, because the biochemistry that he's looking at, the citric acid cycle, has got an electrophilic addition in it. So it's important to realise that if you go into biochemistry, for instance, all of these mechanisms run straight across into them, but with much more complicated examples. So SN1 is standing for substitution nucleophilic, where the 1 means unimolecular, whereas SN2 indicates that the substitution is bimolecular, two molecules. Now the two molecules is talking about both the nucleophile and it'll either be the haloalkane or it will be the alcohol, which are involved in the transition state. The unimolecular for the SN1 is saying that the rate determining step is only dependent on either the haloalkane or the alcohol. Okay, so that's the difference between the two. So this one here, both molecules in the rate determining step. This one here, only the haloalkane or the alcohol.